Okay, thanks much for your comments. One of the limitations of the UNEC specialized sections, we don't get that much into food safety issues. We won't get into aflatoxins and aflatoxins, and we won't get into that. What we can do is this guideline recommended. Recommend the good practices, and that will avoid the development of contaminants. That is all we can do. We are not allowed to get into aflatoxins and stuff because we don't have the scientific background. What another option we have is maybe just refer to Codex. Maybe in the document, maybe refer to Codex text on contaminants in food. In the section that deals with dried fruits and nuts, that is all we could do. But we can't go into details on ochratoxins and aflatoxins in this document. That's beyond our mandate.
But if I
go ahead, please.